Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and if you have a question or a comment, ask Jim at jbsba.com. That's the email address to use. Just send it on over, and we'll be glad to get you a response, an answer, and or we'll respond to your suggestion or your if you got something nice you want to say about me. I love those. Or if you have a constructive criticism. We don't mind those either. So check it out when you get a chance and send me an email, askjim@jbsba.com. And my website is www.jbsba.com. It's Small Business Heaven right there at my website. And don't forget all the different things you can do there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And you can find Jeffrey Zabar all over our website because he has a lot to say about home-based business owners and teleworkers and basically anything that touches a small business. He's a smart guy. He's an author of a number of books. He is the chief home officer. He's a longtime member of our
fees.
What do you say, Jeff?
And I pay those placement fees to get all over your website.
And he's excited about being on the show. He just can't wait. He's champing at the bits. Jeff, welcome back.
Come on. Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm breaking protocol. I'm talking before the intro. I apologize.
Well, especially when I was saying so many nice things about you.
Exactly, and then I have to let the truth out that you actually charge per placement and I have to pay per click.
It's not
true.
You owe
me money.
I'm
just kidding.
It's not true, folks.
I'm totally kidding.
Hey, Jeff, in the previous segment, I was telling the audience my thoughts on what's going on out there in the marketplace with regard to small businesses, especially home-based businesses, and I really believe that if I don't know anybody that's got their finger on the pulse in terms of actually counting any of these folks, but I got to believe that there are thousands and thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, more home-based businesses today than there were a year ago or 2 years ago. What do you think?
They're constantly growing, and they are taking off, and especially when you find times where people are. Whether they're getting pink slipped or whether they feel it could be coming or whether they're just generally frustrated, one of the things that mitigates that is general concern about tomorrow and insecurity, which would keep people staying at home, keep people in the corporate office. But we've seen a lot of people who have said, I think I can do it better, or I don't want to have that feeling of insecurity and I'm going to do it myself, though I won't worry about an axe falling. I'll be in control of the axe myself,
right.
So to speak. So you do see that, and it has grown. It is a slippery slope and a difficult number to really get a firm grip on, as the U.S. government would attest, and some of the firms that follow it. But yeah,
I'm sure, Jeff, there's going to be a high failure rate because a lot of people will do that. They'll start a home-based business until something else comes along, and that's fine. Whatever. I mean, and I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that, but out of that, the cool thing about all this to me, Jeff, is that out of let's say that there are a million people out there who have decided to start a home-based business in the last year, and folks, let me tell you something. That's not an aggressive number. I don't know, Jeff, what you think about that, but I don't think that's an aggressive number. Let's say there are a million. Well, if we only wind up with, we could easily only wind up with one tenth of those still being in business, say 2 or 3 years from now, and out of that 100,000, 5 years from now, we could have quite a few really productive small businesses in America. What do you think about those? That kind of a boil down.
Yeah, well, I think that you're not wrong in the sense that, or you're not off base in the sense that, it's a hard way to go. And so there is, as with many businesses, there is an attrition rate just related to failure. And so people will leave it and go back to another job, a traditional job as an employee somewhere. Many of them, as they become successful, will move out of the home office and they'll become traditional small businesses in traditional settings, whether it's retail, whether it's, commercial space, whatever the case may be. And then finally, as we were alluding to earlier, for many, working from home is a waypoint, and it's not necessarily working from home, but running their own business is a waypoint on a career path. And so they may work from home until that new gig comes along. And I know a number of people who've done that, where they've enjoyed working from home, but something's come along they just couldn't turn down, or they've enjoyed working from home, but they knew in their minds all along that it was something that was just going to hold them over until a traditional stint as an employee came right. back to them, because they just don't look for that.
What's wrong with a home-based business, starting a home-based business? What's wrong with that being an incubator for yourself to help you decide if this is something you like or not? The idea of being on your own, the idea of waking up in the morning and realizing that you eat what you kill, and you better get out into the jungle as quickly as you can and start making something happen. What's wrong with understanding how to manage the finances of a business? What's wrong with that being, you know, sort of an incubator for all that for people?
There's absolutely nothing. Yeah, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, because in the sense that let's take my business for example and say that in 88 when I started it, my intent was to grow out of a home office. Well, the best way to do it is to start with as few expenses as possible. So my phone that I already had in the home was my business/personal line. So there's one expense I didn't have to cover, one additional expense I didn't have to cover. My office space was already paid for at the time as part of rent, now as part of a mortgage. But, you know, that was already covered, so I didn't have to worry about that. We already had a computer in the home. Most homes already have some sort of internet connection, so you don't have to right. go out and buy it. And more to the point, that internet connection and that phone and that space is being used. It's being used off hours as well, but predominantly 9 to 5. So that's when the home is mostly clear of whether it's kids or a spouse or a partner or whatever the case may be. You're using it during the home's traditional downtime, as well as after 10 o'clock at night, because a lot of us burn the midnight oil right. or we get up early. So yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong. In fact, it's a great way to do it, because you're able to curb a lot of expenses that would otherwise really hold you down and hold you back from being able to see positive cash flow.
Well, you know, the other thing that it does, Jeff, and I really think this, and not to minimize the serious home-based business owners who are really doing this. I mean, they like yourself. I mean, you're not just home-based now because it's convenient. You're home-based because you want to be home-based.
Right.
But because you could have an office downtown if you wanted it, but not to minimize any of that. But what's wrong with the benefit that it becomes, just to keep people busy and to have them working on something that keeps their mind off of being unemployed. You know, now they're not unemployed, they're actually working for themselves. Whether
exactly.
they stay doing that or not, it's got to be good for their psyche, and ultimately I think it's good for the economy. Stand by, we're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. We'll be right back with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. He's the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting. Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Jeffrey is the Chief Home Officer. Jeff, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And you also, folks, you'll see Jeffrey's byline all over the internet. You also find it at the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel. What, a couple times a week you got a byline in there?
Yeah, we have actually two articles every week. Pretty much they come out on marketing, on small business technology, on business strategies. They keep me pretty busy.
Yeah, and so you'll find him a lot of places. Look for his byline, and whenever you see Jeffrey Zabar's name, be sure to read whatever he has to say, because it's always good. And don't forget, he has a lot of good stuff on his website, and they can also find out more about all your books on the website too, can't they?
They can find out about the books, some of the articles. The site's in a redesign right now. They can check it out now, bookmark it, come back in about a month, and they're going to see some really cool stuff.
We're doing
a total redesign of it.
Good deal. You know, Jeffrey, another thing that's happening today, that's possible today, that was possible in 89 when I opened my small business up as a home-based business for a couple of years back in 89, I had technology. But I didn't have to, and it made a difference, and it made it possible. The technology that I had made it possible for me to be home based with a computer, the fax machine, that kind of thing, but the laser printer. But But the technology then doesn't compare to the capability that we that home-based business owners have now. I mean, you can basically work virtually all over the world, and you know, almost, if you notice it, almost nobody ever really cares about whether you're in a tower downtown or in your backyard. Have you noticed that?
Well, yeah, and I think that there's a couple things there. First off, no one cares anymore because you can be as professional. And they're accustomed to working with people who work from home. So when you and I started, "Oh, you work from home?" would be the sort of refrain and the disdain in their voice.
Right.
And now it's, "Oh, cool, you work from home. I wish I could, or I do every Thursday."
If it even comes up.
If it even comes up.
And
I mean,
what?
Well, what's going to give
time,
it away?
Yeah.
I was going to say, what's going to give it away in my situation is either Riley or Canine, or the kids in the background, and you were alluding to before the break the discussion of why work from home. I mean, it's spring break this week, and we have been jockeying other people's kids who are two income households. We've been taking their kids for the day. We've been helping them out, you know, a number of families, because they have no choice. Where I, as a home-based entrepreneur, and anybody who is a true entrepreneur and is the boss of the shop, can take their own kids to work with them if they feel like it.
Right.
But we, many can, not all, but we have that. And the other thing is, you talk about the balance and the technology. We have friends in town today, and we're blowing work at about 11 o'clock and going down to South Beach in Miami with them, and I'll have my BlackBerry. And so I won't necessarily miss a beat. I won't be able to write.
If I need you, I can get you.
You just email me, and I can respond immediately. I put it on my hip.
And for all I will know, if I don't need anything, if I don't need you to dig something out of your file cabinet, for all I'll know, you'll be right there in your office.
Yeah, and the other thing is, with a lot of that remote access technology we're talking about, you can dig things out of your file cabinet if you are able to, or out of your, at least your hard drive, if you're able to get to a PC, or if you have one of these like Handspring Trio 600s, which can surf the web and gain access via the internet. You can go into your technology, into your computer, say via gotomypc.com. You can log on, or if you have a virtual private network, you can log on from anywhere, access anything, as long as you left your computer on back at the office, get what you need, take care of a little business, and be on. Now, certainly on a day like today, I wouldn't be doing that. But if I am on a road trip, I can do it from the hotel at night. I can do it from a client location.
You know,
I can do it from an internet cafe, whatever it takes.
You know, Jeff, the thing that I like to think about and talk about sometimes when I do speeches is whenever we have the ability now, pretty much, if you want to, if someone says, "Where do you work?" and you have the ability now to say, "Wherever I want to be."
Exactly.
And
anywhere,
that is an untethering of entrepreneurial energy that we still haven't been able to measure the dividend of that yet, have we?
Well, what's interesting is no, we have not, because think about this. I'm going to throw out it's not even a hypothetical. It's in the works. Intel is working on a personal server. A personal server. They have them at homes and small businesses and big businesses, but a personal server is essentially a server that connects to your computer, and it provides access to outsiders. I mean, essentially, it's your hard drive or you know your box. But they're working on a personal server that's the size of a pack of cigarettes that you can carry with you wherever you go, and then eventually we will have internet terminals that have Wi-Fi connection, which we already have, that you're able to lay your personal server in a location, walk into a Starbucks or walk into another office that has wireless or Wi-Fi technology, set it down, just start typing. You don't have to plug it into anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can access your entire hard drive, essentially, if you've synchronized it,
right,
via this personal server. Print documents, access, email, whatever. Everything is on this thing the size of a pack of cigarettes. You'll just carry that in your pocket or on your hip.
The whole thing here, folks, Jeff, as we leave you, the whole thing here is think about technology, leverage it to your advantage, and good luck. Jeffrey Zabar, thank you for being here. It's always great.
Jim, it's always great working virtually and loving the show. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Website, one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. He'll be back. I will be too, right after these messages. 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.